You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Possibility means you have a chance.
Passion opens the door to all possibilities.
When I feel like anything's possible, I feel kind of giddy.
I want to be an astronaut,
an artist,
an actress.
To visit another country.
All I need is a backpack and a pair of shoes and I'll find a way.
That I'm able to do anything I set my mind to.
I've never felt like more things are possible than right now.
In the right shoes, anything's possible.
DSW, countless shoes at brag-worthy prices. Imagine the possibilities.
The Red Sox headed into the All-Star break on a 10-game W streak, and you can talk about that all morning long and all day long here on Boston Sports Original, WEEI. I'm telling you this, mark my words, Curtis is not allowed back on the bandwagon. Not allowed back on. He was off. In fact, he was kicking the tires as it was limping out of the parking lot shortly before he left for Hawaii. And when he returns in a week or a month or whenever he's coming back after full flex time abuse, he is not allowed back on the bandwagon. All right, I want to be clear about that. Very clear about that. By the way,
keeper of the bandwagon,
Greg Hill. How was Wu-Tang?
Wu-Tang was spectacular. Wu-Tang was unbelievable. The show was good. It brought me back to like the early 90s. I should have worn my fatigues and Tims and all that, but I didn't do that. But it was an amazing show. So it was their final tour. But it was packed too, man. It was packed.
You were able to enjoy it without your vape?
No, there was plenty of weed smoke going on in that building.
Who left their vape here?
I don't know. Somebody did.
Who left their vape here? Yeah.
It's not me. I've never tried one of these.
You have it?
No. And they also don't look cool. I'm just going to say that. It looks like you're chewing on something that you put in a computer.
I mean, is it possible that it belongs to Arcand? I mean, he could be a vapor.
I don't think he vapes.
He's not a vapor?
Well, you wouldn't know who vapes and who doesn't.
Wiggy, I worked with him long enough.
Right.
I went to the bar with him.
Okay,
like,
sorry.
I've been to the bar with him.
Right.
I've never seen him vape.
All right.
Maybe it's something he's recently picked up in his 40s. I don't know.
Well, you'd have to figure, right? Midday, Rich and Jones.
Jones doesn't vape, I can tell you
okay.
that.
Okay, so you might know, and I've never seen Rich vape. But
Rich does not vape.
So then we'd have to go to the afternoon show.
No, Wiggy, I'm telling you, it has to be one of the weekend people. I don't think it's anybody that works in the normal day parts. It's one of the weekend warriors.
Who in the hell put the vape in the freezer?
All right.
Anybody know that?
Andy Hart?
Nope.
You don't know the muffins in the freezer thing?
No.
Oh, you guys got to get on TikTok more.
No. It doesn't hit my algorithm.
You're on TikTok now?
Oh, yeah. I'm all over the TikTok.
All right.
All over it.
Somebody will come in here and get it.
How long does Wu-Tang play for?
2 hours.
Okay.
Yeah,
they got
plenty of bangers. They got plenty of hits. So, they did all the classics.
That's a really long set.
Well, there's 9, 10, 11 members in the group?
I don't know if I could last through that. 2 hours of set of any one artist. But like, I know it's a huge group, but I don't have the attention span.
But isn't that what most like artists of that caliber who've been performing for a long time generally do?
I mean, unless it's Bruce Springsteen, I don't know that I can go over 2 hours. I was there for about 5 songs from Bare Naked Ladies on Friday night. That was about it.
Didn't have fun?
No, I had fun.
Did they play Old Apartment?
I think it was the second song. So once they got that out of the way, I was like, DMs. Let's get out of here. I and also Sugar Ray played. The Sugar Ray dude has, I would guess, had about 1,000 plastic surgery procedures done. No, no offense,
right?
But
he looks a little different.
He looks. He was singing, and his mouth was not moving at all. At any
Mark
point.
McGrath.
Yeah,
he was like a major hottie back
was,
in the day.
Like you were into him.
I mean, I was a kid.
Yeah. He looks like he's like about to be on Real Housewives of Rhode Island. Is what Mark McGrath.
Do we have
like.
Any info on who's going to be on that?
I don't. I don't think
that's
we know.
Courtney's world.
Yeah, okay.
The only one I know is Patrick Pass's wife.
Oh.
That's pretty cool.
Yeah, that's the only one I know.
Yeah, that's pretty cool.
But that's Courtney's realm.
Yeah.
I'm Real Housewives of Atlanta. Ask me anything you want about them. I can fill you in.
We need Mrs. Wiggins on Real Housewives of Boston, now that you're the city Wigginses. I think we should get Mrs. Wiggins
Can you imagine that show?
Well,
wow, can you imagine that cast? Who would that be?
Why did they go to Rhode Island instead of Boston? Like, people nationally watching TV know what Boston is more than Rhode Island. They're going to have to explain what Newport is and the wealthy, like, the wealth that's over there. A lot of people probably don't have any idea anything about Providence. Like, I think Providence is a great city, a lot of great restaurants, but
you would think it would go Boston first because that's the major city.
It's a major city with all the sports teams and celebrities.
Of their New England, of the New England region. So, yeah, I don't, but maybe Rhode Island, they feel like there was, I don't know, maybe they have a connection there. Who the hell knows?
978 text on the Subaru of New England text line. You can text this show at any time. If that is more convenient than the other ways in which you can communicate with us. And they would like to know why Wiggy is allowed back on the bandwagon after demanding that Alex Cora be fired not that long ago. That's a great question.
Well, he should.
That's a great question.
He was on the hot seat.
You might not be allowed back on either.
No, no. I'm the one. He was on the hot seat.
You may have to turn the bag of merchant that Sam Kennedy gave you a couple of spring trainings ago.
He was on. He should have been on the hot seat. If anybody should have been on the hot seat, manager-wise. And what other manager... Luckily for Cora, the Red Sox have given him a huge leash.
Like, yes.
Haven't
seen it anywhere else in Boston sports in terms of a coach.
And who didn't want Cora fired? Who didn't want him fired at that time? Who didn't say, this is a guy that should be on the chopping block? The fact that he's still the manager of this baseball team, he should be thanking his lucky stars that he has a great relationship. And the fact that maybe he was able to get those guys to kind of like figure it out, maybe with the removal of Devers and the management. Because those are the things that I look at. Because we've all said this before. What does a manager really do? Other than put the lineup card in.
This is Alan from Nashville. Alan, good morning.
Hey, good morning, Greg. Just really a couple quick comments. Number one is I have called and canceled Curtis's flights back from Hawaii. I had some relationships. I know Christopher Curtis's full name. So that's all set. The jinx will not happen.
Good.
And then the second thing is I love the insightful, analytical, intelligent Mego. It's been a pleasure to listen to her. I've not really experienced much of her, but I love Coco, obviously.
Yeah.
But I just wanted to say it's been really a pleasure to listen to her. That's it.
I got to tell you, it's been a blast. Are you here for the whole week or a few days? What's your schedule?
You're going to hate this.
Oh.
I'm here for a couple of days, I believe.
Right.
And then Thursday, Friday, I'm out. I'm flexing. Right. I'm flexing back up to Maine.
The entire world is flexing.
It's July. It's the time to flex.
But you were just flexing in Maryland or whatever it was.
Outer Banks.
Outer Banks flex.
Here's the thing, though. Like, if you add up all my flex, it will reflect a normal vacation schedule. But I got to flex now because once August starts, it's training camp, and I don't want to miss training camp.
Right. Okay. All right. I understand that.
All right.
I guess.
Don't worry. I'll be out there on the hill in training camp.
Get your flex in.
Okay. All right. Good. All right. Well, how was Maine?
It was so wonderful. I mean, it was a little misty. The weather was, you know, Maine-ish.
Yeah.
We had better weather on our wedding day a year ago, so that's what matters.
But this was an anniversary trip?
This was our anniversary trip in Portland and returning to our second home. So it was awesome.
Oh, very nice. Did you go anywhere good to eat or anything?
My parents... belonged to a club there, so that's where we had our wedding.
Excuse me.
Sweet flex.
So we went back there. I don't belong to it.
Sick brag, bro.
I don't belong to it. I don't belong to it.
Now you sound like Curtis.
I don't belong to it. Okay, right. What's it called?
It's the Cumberland Club.
Oh, the Cumberland Club. Oh,
yes.
Well, that's very nice.
The Cumberland Club.
Yeah. It's a golf course country club?
No, it's just like a club in the city.
It's like a private dining club.
Like a social club?
Yes, exactly.
All right. Well, we're glad to have you here for however many days we do. And Shime, if we could... Before people get off and get going where they're going, could we open up the Window World, the Boston WEEI weather window real quick? Curtis, our meteorologist, not here. But Sean, if you could poke your head outside, what do we got on tap for today?
Yeah, Greg, currently 69 degrees and sunny here in the city of Boston. It's going to be a beautiful day. The high today is 85. It could get a little cloudy later this evening, like a quick shower tonight, but it's just kind of one of those just rapid showers in and out. No big deal. So no actual rain today.
Okay.
All afternoon and into dinner time is going to be beautiful out for you.
Excellent. All right. Well, you could have a whole house full of windows installed for $99 a month, under $100 a month, when you go to windowworldofboston.com. That's windowworldofboston.com.
This is the Greg Hill Show. Time now for The Lead.
Poison, nothing but a good time. Excellent choice on a Monday morning when it comes to the lead song. And the leads are brought to you by Subaru. Make this summer a Subaru summer and a brand new Subaru with symmetrical all-wheel drive. Find your authorized Subaru retailer at SubaruofNewEngland.com. I don't see Jackson in here, so I'm guessing no Jackson lead.
All set up. He had his headphones in here. I don't know what he's doing.
What is he doing?
See,
this is becoming a thing where we have to now wait for him to get set up. And Jackson, good morning.
Good morning. I never want to insert myself in. I wait till I'm asked.
I understand that. Courtesy. I understand that. Good morning, and how are you?
Good morning. I'm excellent.
Okay. How was your weekend?
My weekend was good. Fine and dandy.
What did you do? Anything exciting?
I went to a Levitate Festival.
Oh, you did?
Yes, I saw Dispatch last night.
Oh, excellent.
Nice.
Excellent.
Yeah, good
They
show.
Play The General?
The General.
The song?
The song, The General.
You know what? I'm not familiar with
you're
their
not,
catalog.
It's their only hit song.
I'm sure they did.
It's like a 30-minute banger.
Yeah.
It's only 4 minutes, all right?
They had a lot of 30-minute bangers.
Yeah, they do.
Much did a lot of the other bands.
I don't love the jam bands. I could never go see Fish. And Shime, no offense, I was that way with Dave sometimes. Like the dude, like he'd be at Fenway and he'd launch into a great song and then the thing goes for like 40-50 minutes I don't like the full jam instrumentals. I can't stand. Give me 3 minutes. Give me the hits. Give me 3 minutes.
Yeah, you like OAR. That's so weird to me.
I think
Dispatch and OAR is more like college radio rock.
Right.
Not so much jam band. Dave wants to be a jam band, and he doesn't realize that 90% of the people going to Dave concerts are like play ants marching.
Correct. That's all they want is ants marching.
Greg, you don't like when Dave...
That's the song I don't want.
And I want Gray Street. I might have to have Gray Street as a rejoin this morning.
You don't like when Dave turns around and says, on keyboard, we have Jimmy Hax. And then Jimmy goes on for about 15 minutes.
I don't love that. Did that happen at Wu-Tang? Oh, wait, they're not playing any instruments.
No. They had instruments there, though. They had a band.
Yeah, okay. Nothing, I just, the rap show, sometimes you got these guys, they're marching around, they're yelling at each other. It's not different than a country show where they're just marching around. That's not my cup of tea. Not my cup of tea, Wiggy.
No, that's why we won't see you there.
Jackson, your lead, please.
Hey, you know the first rap show I ever went to?
Nope. Your lead, please. Acrobat.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
This season, let your shoes do the talking. Designer Shoe Warehouse is packed with fresh styles that speak to your whole vibe without saying a word. From cool sneakers that look good with everything to easy sandals you'll want to wear on repeat, DSW has you covered. Find a shoe for every you from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, New Balance, and more. Head to your DSW store or visit DSW.com today.
Attic.
Your lead, please.
So my lead is a little injection of happiness for everybody on Instagram right now. If you don't follow Stone Cold, you are missing out. Stone Cold Steve Austin, you know, the big tough wrestler.
Uh-huh. Yep.
So I have some audio to support my lead here. It's the most genuinely happy Instagram that you can find. This guy, this big muscle man, this big, you know, badass wrestler, he runs a farm, big-ass farm, and he has two farm cats. And the way that he talks to them is so fun and so heartfelt. It's just funny to see this big, you know, tough guy talking to his cats like an old woman would with her cats. So it's a wonderful follow on Instagram if you want to check it out. I have a little bit of audio of him talking to the cat.
Yeah.
There he is. Oh, buddy. It's a good old cat right there. I just got finished getting the workout in, and then we're about to eat dinner. Come out here to say hi to the solid-ass cats. Macho's out trying to hunt. And this specimen right here, this handsome guy, came over here. Now, people on our last post says, man, Poncho done got fat. He put on a pound or two, but, I mean, who doesn't during the winter? This mother ain't trying to show off.
So, yeah, he swears at his cats, and he treats them like people, and I'm sure nobody would be surprised to hear that. I have two cats, Jerry Seinfeld and Larry David, and that's how I treat them, and it's funny.
You're a cat guy.
I'm a cat guy. And a dog guy. I have both.
Which I think, if I remember correctly, being a cat guy was a major ick.
Yeah, I know. Caring for wildlife and having a pet to fulfill your life is an ick.
Well,
and
I
hey,
mean, that's,
call me
I'm,
icky.
The voters spoke during the ick bracket.
That's what the women say.
I don't mind a guy with a cat. Right. As long as he likes animals. I think it's nice.
A single guy with a cat is weird. At least Jackson has a fiance.
Much bigger ick is reptiles guy.
Reptile snake guy.
Guy who has like a lizard, you know, like he has the big aquarium in his house and he has a iguana in it.
You don't like the guy who walks around the common with the snake around his neck?
No.
No, I know you say that you don't mind it, but did you ever date a guy who had a cat?
No.
Okay, so that
no,
that
I can very quickly say no.
No, like it just wouldn't be, it wouldn't happen.
I just have never run into it. I don't feel like there's a ton of single guys
with cats
who have cats.
Yeah.
Every once in a while you come across one.
I think there's more lately, it seems like. I don't know why.
Yeah, I don't know. It's the cool thing
the
to
loneliness,
go.
The male loneliness
is,
epidemic.
Is that what it is? Yes. All right.
They're very good companions.
No, they're not.
Really. They don't do anything. No.
If I want my eyes scratched out.
I think they're easier than dogs, and that's why I think people
for
like
sure.
them.
For sure. They too. Just sit there.
Yeah. You don't really have to walk them. Like they you just have the kitty litter, and they do so, like you don't. They don't really. I mean, I guess maybe they cuddle up every once in a while, but it's not like full on, like dog embrace of owner. Like I go home
kind
and,
of if you have your cat, the principal owner usually has that type of relationship with the cat.
Well, the issue with the dog is a lot of dogs will pick one person.
Mm-hmm.
They'll love everybody, but they'll pick one person and say, this is my alpha person.
Right.
Okay.
So I adopted a dog on my own, my Killington, my husky, who you guys have met.
Yeah.
And my husband is her favorite.
Hmm.
So I'm the one who rescued her.
Mm. Right.
But she prefers my husband. Oh. Like, we get two different receptions when we come home from work.
Is that causing an issue, a rift, if you will, in the new relationship?
Well,
are you jealous?
I'm definitely jealous. Like, I'm definitely like, why not me? And I think part of it is
you should get a dog then.
I did get a dog. The dog prefers my husband.
Right. She got one that prefers you.
She loves everybody. Right. But the attention she gives my husband is over the top.
She can feel it because you want it.
I know. I think it's true. I'm the one who walks her more. Mm. I feed her more.
Wow.
But it's like he's special to her.
Yep, you're starving for the love and she knows it.
He's the favorite parent.
Yeah, exactly.
All right, Jackson, thank you. More leads coming up next.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit DollarShaveClub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Hi, this is Javon, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow, a real person.
Yep, I'm here to help with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
Well, I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
We can also send you samples fast and free.
Wow, I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule, and there's no haggling, pressure, or hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over, and I'm thinking of something.
From free expert design help to our 100% satisfaction guarantee, everything we do is made to fit your life and your windows. Because at Blinds.com, the only thing we treat better than windows is you. Visit Blinds.com now for up to 50% off with minimum purchase, plus a professional measure at no cost. Rules and restrictions apply.